Shares in the German multinational company Bayer dropped more than 10% today, the first day of trading after a jury ordered Monsanto, which was recently acquired by Bayer, to pay $289 million in damages to a man who has terminal cancer. The plaintiff was frequently exposed to Monsanto's weed killer Roundup while he worked as a groundskeeper. Monsanto is appealing the ruling. We're joined now by NPR's Dan Charles, who wrote a book about Monsanto and other things, Lords of the Harvest, Biotech, Big Money, and the Future of Food. Dan, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
And first, just tell us about this case against Monsanto.
So the case was brought by a man who worked as a groundskeeper at a school in California. He worked with, you know, Roundup. There were leaks sometimes. He got doused with the chemical from time to time, or at least on a couple of occasions. He was worried about it, and then he got cancer. And then some groups that have been longtime opponents of Monsanto and critics of their products, they sort of came in and, you know, paid for and organized this lawsuit on his behalf, suing Monsanto.
And the jury found Monsanto liable for the groundskeeper's cancer. But this case does not prove the link between Roundup and cancer. What kind of evidence is there that the chemical in Roundup, which is glyphosate, does cause cancer?
This came up, or really became a hot issue 3 years ago when a group of internationally recognized scientists working under the auspices of the World Health Organization put out a report saying that it is probable that glyphosate, you know, the active ingredient in Roundup, can cause cancer. But this has been really controversial, and a number of other scientific groups, including regulatory agencies that are supposed to actually look at kind of real-world consequences of exposure, they have looked at the same studies and come to the opposite conclusion, saying glyphosate does not cause cancer. And they're looking at studies like, you know, experiments with mice and rats and experiments with cells in a test tube, and also epidemiological studies where you look at people that have been exposed to glyphosate. And the biggest of those studies looked at 50,000 farm workers, and it has not seen any effect of glyphosate exposure on those farm workers. So, you know, I would say the majority of the scientific organizations that have looked at this question have come to the conclusion that glyphosate or Roundup does not cause cancer.
At the same time, there are more than 4,000 pending lawsuits against Monsanto by people who believe they got cancer from exposure to Roundup.
Right. And so here's the thing that I find most interesting about this verdict. Basically, the plaintiffs representing Mr. Johnson, they put Monsanto on trial. And it wasn't just a trial about scientific evidence. It was also a trial about the company's behavior. And they got access to years worth of internal Monsanto emails. And they found lots of emails that, you know, seemed to show that the company really was not that interested in pursuing any evidence that their products had caused any harm. And that when there was any evidence that came up, they would sort of counterattack and sometimes organize scientists to publish articles on their behalf. So the plaintiffs argued Monsanto is basically skewing the scientific evidence, and so you can't trust it, and you can't trust the regulatory bodies. So that's sort of the most significant thing, I think. If a jury basically says, we don't trust, you know, the institutions that were actually supposed to protect us, then, you know, it actually ultimately backfires against the company because their credibility is gone.
Well, it's interesting that this case is being decided right now because just last week, a federal appeals court ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to ban sales of another chemical called chlorpyrifos, which is a widely used agricultural pesticide. Tell us about that case.
So it's a very different case. But it's significant, I think, in the same context of, you know, credibility of the regulators, because so chlorpyrifos is clearly a dangerous chemical if you're exposed to it. It's kind of like nerve gas. It's an insecticide. It's not a herbicide like Roundup. And at the very end of the Obama administration, the Environmental Protection Agency actually ordered this chemical to be taken off the market. And then the Trump administration comes in, Scott Pruitt leads the EPA, and they basically reversed that decision and said, we need to study this some more. And this has also been in the courts. And in this case, an appeals court said, no, Environmental Protection Agency, you have to go back to the thing that you said you were going to do at the end of the Obama administration and take chlorpyrifos off the market. But again, it's a case of sort of disputed scientific evidence and the appearance of basically sort of politics driving these decisions.
That's NPR's Dan Charles. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.